guys. From an injury standpoint today, Barwin, Sullivan, and Whitworth, their typical days of rest. Mark Barron did not participate with a hand. Kayvon Webster did not participate with his concussion. Nikhil with his thigh. Malcolm with his knee. Lance Dunbar did not participate with his knee. Robert Woods with his shoulder. Troy Hill was a full participant. Derek Carrier was a full participant. And Bryce Hager was limited with a calf.
Sean, with Robert Woods being out, have you kind of determined who's going to fill that role or how many guys are going to fill that role?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a group effort, and we've got a lot of confidence in those guys to step up. Clearly, it's a big void that we're going to be missing with Robert and what he's brought to this team and to our offense. But I think when you look at guys like Josh Reynolds, Mike Thomas, we've talked about Tavon getting him more involved, Farrell Cooper. So you'll see a combination of those guys in addition to Sammy and Cooper Kupp. So we'll get all of those guys going, and it'll be a nice mix, keep them fresh and be in and out of the lineup.
You guys promoted Kevin Peterson from the practice squad today. Is that just insurance, or is it looking like maybe Nikhil and Kayvon are not going to be able to go?
We haven't made those decisions yet. It's more of an insurance thing than anything else. And you know, Kevin's a guy that, you know, when he's been asked to be brought up and potentially have the chance to compete, he's done a nice job. So, you know, we're taking it one day at a time with Kayvon and Nikhil, but Kevin does provide some nice insurance, you know, if for whatever reason those guys aren't able to go.
Just one real quick. I assume Kayvon's still in the protocol then?
He is, you know, and it's a, you know, it's a very specific strategic process that those guys go through, Rich. All things are going in a positive direction with Kayvon, so that's encouraging, but just based on the way that, you know, that typically flows, we're kind of on par with for the course right now, and hoping to still be able to get him back by the end of the week if everything goes the way we want.
And just to follow on the receivers, I mean, you've talked in previous weeks about getting Sammy more reps or more catches, that sort of thing. Do you feel like that's there, that you have the ability to kind of ramp up his production a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, like you guys have heard us talk about, Sammy's a special player. You always want to try to get guys like him involved. But we also try to, you know, make sure that, you know, it's my responsibility, and then we don't ever want Jared to feel like he's got to force the ball. You know, let the coverage and let whatever the defense presents dictate your decision-making process in terms of whatever concept it is that we're running. And I think he's done a good job with that. You always got to look at yourself critically and find ways to get a player like Sammy more and more involved. And that's something that, you know, is a constant ongoing process. You always look at what are the opportunities where maybe we could have given some better direction and get him the football. And, you know, that's what makes football fun, is you're always figuring out ways to improve, and this week will be no different.
Sean, within what you've talked about with Jared Goff and just the strides that he's made in his second year, how important has he been that he's been able to limit turnovers the way he has, specifically interceptions?
It's huge. Yeah, you know, it's you know, other than points, it's the most important stat there is, Alden. And I think when you look at he's conscientious about it. You know, we've got our coaches do a great job with Matt and Greg in terms of just emphasizing that with him on a daily basis, moving with two hands on the ball in the pocket, making good decisions. And then I think you look at it, a lot of that ends up being a team effort as well. And the one ball down the field, Robert Woods becomes a great DB in that situation. So everybody has their contribution to kind of taking care of the football from an offensive standpoint, and defensively we always emphasize getting it back. So that's something that it's a very clear stat for our team, especially when you look at the 10 games. We're 7-0 when we're even or in the plus margin with turnovers, and when we've lost it, we're 0-3. So if that right there isn't enough information and incentive for our team to make sure we know how important that is, I don't know what would be.
Sean, does Farrow's punt return and kickoff return duties, does that play a role into how much time he may get as Robert Woods' replacement?
I think it does a little bit, you know, because he's been such a good positive returner for us that's impacted and affected the game in the right way. So you want to make sure that you continue to allow him to be special in that area, but he does deserve to be able to get on the field and do some different things. So that will, you know, be a factor in it, but it's not the determining factor. But because of what a good impact he's made in the return game, it has something to do with kind of our overall flow and kind of the plan going in.
Sean, did Dunbar hurt his knee again in that game, or is it?
He didn't hurt it. You know, I think it was just typically just kind of going through where he played some snaps. It's just a little sore today, and we always want to be smart early in the week with him. So hopefully we'll get some good news. He'll feel good tomorrow and get him back out there. But it's one of those things where we've just got to be patient, and I know it's been a frustrating deal with him. But to his credit, he's put himself in a position to get back on the field when he's gotten out there. He's been efficient. He's been productive. And hopefully that knee will quiet down, and he'll feel good.
Coach, your team has responded well after the first two losses. What do you like about your team after these losses? How have they responded?
Yeah, I think, you know, that consistent, you know, just positive outlook where, you know, everybody takes an accountability for what they can do and be a part of the solution moving forward to trying to get back in the win column. But we know that the week is a process, and especially with a great challenge that we have with the Saints coming in, riding an 8-game win streak. They're playing really well in all three phases. Excellent coaching Sean Payton. They got great players all around. So it's a great challenge for our guys. I could tell just by the focus and concentration today that they've got the right mindset and mentality, and hopefully we'll have a good week that'll lead to a good performance on Sunday.
Are there many similarities between the Washington's offense and your offense?
I think there are similarities just because a lot of the influence and things that I've learned in this game, you know, come from Coach Gruden. And, you know, they did some things last week that'll give us a similar look as far as maybe some formations and some concepts. But they did a great job. I thought, you know, it was a great competitive game last week. But anytime that you play similar opponents, it provides a good film for, you know, the teams to be able to look at and to utilize going into that week of preparation.
So do you see... Is there much of an advantage for Minnesota played Washington before you guys faced them, and then now New Orleans is in the same circumstance?
Yeah.
Is there much of an advantage for the defenses?
I think, you know, each week, you know, you've got a specific game plan, but, you know, when you see some similar concepts, you know, you could look at it like that. But I think what their defense has done is they put offenses in tough spots. They do a great job kind of attacking, trying to dictate the tempo for the way that they want to operate. They don't let the offense, you know, kind of dictate how they're running things. And, you know, you could see they mix it up very well. They present a variety of issues, and you know, they've got great players that can really cause some problems. So it's a great challenge for us, and you see very easily why they're a top 10 scoring unit in this league.
Sean, does it surprise you at all just to make it this far into the season before, you know, having a guy as significant as Robert Woods get hurt?
I think you feel good about, you know, what a nice job our training staff has done, you know, trying to avoid the things that you can prevent. I think when you look at the Robert Woods injury, it's an unfortunate one. You know, just being involved in this game, inevitably you kind of know some of these things are going to naturally occur, and that's where the next man up mentality kind of comes from. And guys have to do a good job stepping up, you know, lock in this week because of how important Robert was to us. But you do feel fortunate, and, you know, it's unfortunate that now, because of how well Robert was playing and how important he was, that we won't have him. But, you know, everybody deals with it. You know, they've got some injuries that they have to deal with as well. So this is something that'll be a good challenge for us, and looking forward to seeing how our guys respond.
Favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Favorite Thanksgiving dish. My mom makes a pretty good, like, broccoli casserole. So we'll see. They're getting in town later today. I don't know if she's making that or not. We'll find out. I'll tell you after tomorrow. All right. Thanks, guys.